Blog Talk Radio.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Coming with.
Let's not even talk about it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
I see your jealousy as you watch me.
I see you watching me, baby.
You watching.
It's all good.
It's kind of sexy.
I love it.
How you watching? You watching.
Come on. Let's chop it up.
Tonight
you're gonna be a superstar, baby.
I'm gonna sign you up.
Let's get into it.
Ooh, it's a lie.
You're blinded by the
action.
You need that
Hollywood. Ooh, it's a lie.
You're blinded by the
action.
You need that
Hollywood.
Come on. Paparazzi spots me in the lobby of my high rise. Behind my shades.
Oh yeah, Snowing Night here in Baltimore. Oh yeah, welcome to Chilling with Cheese Show, everybody. Your host, Cheese Garner. We got a different show lined up for you guys tonight. We're gonna take a twist from the norm, the usual sports and boxing. We talk about that anytime, but wanted to twist it up a little bit, allow more listeners to get involved. We're going to talk some really interesting issues tonight. Of course, on the East Coast, we have the big blizzard going on, and everybody's maybe getting a little cabin fever or, you know, sipping on something tonight or contributing to the increase in population in October. Starting from tonight, this weekend. So, yeah, we're interested to see what everybody's doing, how everything doing. Of course, out on the West Coast, it's still relatively early, and it's popping in downtown L.A. and Bay Area. I know the Strip is lit as well. So, yeah, we're going to have a fun show. We're going to talk about anything you'd like to talk about, from current events to entertainment to sex, relationships, anything you guys would like to bring to the forefront. So, again, you can call the show at 718-305-6496, 718-305-6496. Currently here in Baltimore, it's we're under about 80 feet of snow. And, you know, I know a lot of people have been in the house and looking for something interesting to listen to or talk about, so hopefully this will be your show tonight. It's very interesting. I had someone say, you know what, I would like for you to do a show about, you know, relationships and what women want, what guys want, what they expect out of a relationship, what they feel they need out of a relationship. And I thought it was a great topic, and especially on a night like this when a lot of people are not out, you know, in the street, and we like to talk about it, so feel free to call in. No holds barred tonight, so if any you have any kind of situation you're in or you want to talk about or you're having problems with a significant other, feel free to call in and we'll chop it up, see what other people are thinking. I had a few people text me today about their blizzard fantasies, which I thought that was pretty interesting. And those same people would like to call in and talk about their blizzard fantasies. Feel free to call in. 718-305-6496. 718-305-6496. I don't know exactly as far as the population and as far as the women out there who are feeling that, you know, a lot of us guys, not enough guys out there you know, four of them, not a lot of good guys, for which, you know, it's a lot of good guys out there, I guess, is the problem, and, you know, we have to find one. Of course, you know, everybody thinks, you know, everyone else is turning up every night, and whether they can't be trusted or, you know, just can't trust anyone now. So, you know, you can put that out on the forefront, and we'll see what's popping. Of course, in current events, we have a lot of things going on from politics and, of course, Donald Trump and, you know, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Feel free to call if you want to talk about politics. And, of course, the big Oscar buzz, and you had Jada Pinkett, of course, who will boycott the Oscars, and now her husband, Will Smith, will also boycott the Oscars. You can talk about that, and I find it very interesting because, on one hand, I understand the whole, you know, wanting equality in Hollywood, but I want to pose this question to you. Of course, Will Smith has made millions and millions of dollars, and I think if he's been in the business for 30 years and then all of a sudden wants to, and Jada want to boycott the Academy, for which they've, you know, been involved in for so long, it's a little weird to me. I mean, you've made millions of dollars, but, you know, I mean, I guess you're never too late to make a stand on what you believe in. So it's really a controversial issue because I've heard it from both sides, and I want to put it out there. And obviously you want more diversity in Hollywood, but whether they get it or not, I don't know. All you can do is hope and, you know, see what happens from there. Again, if you'd like to call in, 718-305-6496, 718-305-6496. Of course, the big fight was Danny Garcia and Robert Guerrero, which just ended a little while ago, and pretty interesting fight. I had Garcia winning, and it wasn't a surprise to me. Guerrero started strong early, but then not second half of the fight. I think Garcia dominated and really took over those last five or six rounds, and I think it's a pretty good decision. Yeah, we have a call. Caller, hey, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, bro? Man, it's Charles from Baltimore, man. What's going on?
How you doing, brother? What's on your mind, Charles?
All right, look, I missed the fight tonight. I was calling in to see if, you know, who won and what's your thoughts on the fight and what's next for, what you see next for Garcia.
Oh, man, yeah, Charles, you know what? It was a good fight. Garcia started out slow because Guerrero really came out straight ahead and was, you know, hitting with some great combinations. But as the fight went on, it seemed like Garcia really started to pot shot him and kept him at bay. And the decision was good, in my opinion. I don't know what's next. Of course, maybe the winner of Sean Porter and Keith Thurman will probably fight Garcia, which I'm hoping. That fight was just made finalized today. So, you know, we'll see what's going on. But, yeah, that was pretty good
fight,
though.
You think he'll last stepping up, you know what I mean, and waiting everything?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is his second fight, I believe, at 147. So he looked good. I mean, of course, Thurman and Porter have been at 147 for a while, so I don't see any significant difference with the fighters. I know Keith Thurman is, you know, a powerful guy, so he's a favorite going into the Sean Porter fight. But, yeah, I like to see what happens with that.
Right, right, man. Well, look, I want to wish you much success, man, and everything that you're doing. I see you out here with the blogs and the interviews and everything, man. I'm proud of you. And, man, I wish you much success in the future, man. I
appreciate it. Hey, before you go, man, I mean, I'm posing this question to everybody that calls in tonight. Number one, what you sipping on this snowy night
you know,
out there in Baltimore?
I got some more peach Ciroc I'm doing right now. Just chilling. just chilling out. No, that was about it, though. Enjoying the weather, relaxing, getting that well-needed rest in.
I know, that's right. I heard there's a lot of, I got a lot of texts today talking about Blizzard fantasies. Now, yeah. I know you're a pretty eclectic guy. Give me a Blizzard fantasy of yours, Charles. I mean, if you were in a perfect world, what would be your Blizzard fantasy on a night like this?
Oh, man. I was thinking about that, right? And it's kind of hard for me. I'm being a winter baby born in February. I'm not too much of a fan of the cold, but I have a springtime fantasy. And that's I'm thinking the Sheraton downtown Baltimore, top of the hotel, on the rooftop, and springtime while it's raining. That's something definitely has got to be done before I leave this earth. So I'm working on that. So that might be coming up 2016 spring.
I heard that. It sounds good to me, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate
man.
You calling in, though, man. I really do.
All right, man. Yep, y'all appreciate everything, man. You take care.
All right, keep listening in, Charles. I appreciate it, man.
All right.
Yeah, of course, Charles calling in, weighing in on his, what he's sipping on in fantasy, and do a little fight game in there for you. So that's pretty interesting. I had a person asked me, did they really think that having a blizzard contributed to a growth in a spurt in population? And I had to think about it. I'm like, maybe it did, maybe it did. I mean, for obvious reasons, because you're in the house and, you're kind of confined to a space. And I had to think, was it a point where you really weren't attracted to that person to begin with, but by you being confined in that space, you found yourself with that attraction, or you are attracted and you felt that, maybe it's a good time, it's the right time of the month, or whatever. So it's kind of a weird situation to, to kind of ponder upon. But, nevertheless, if anyone has any, like to weigh in on it, 718-305-6496, 718-305-6496. Also, we had a lot of interesting things going on in the news also recently. And a lot of entertainers, of course, who passed away. And I want to give a shout-out to three individuals, David Bowie, Glenn Frey, and Roberta Thack, who passed within the last week and a half or 2 weeks. They all were icons in the music industry, and they did a whole lot to, for music. And, we want to give them a shout-out and for what they did. Of course, a lot of us, in my home, we listen to Roberta Flack and people like that, and Natalie Cole, rather. And, listen to a lot of Natalie Cole growing up. So, that was hit close to home. Of course, Eagles fans with Glenn Frey and, a lot of great music that those guys put together. And, of course, David Bowie, who, in the 70s and 80s, he was a big figure. And David Bowie is an interesting figure in a way that he did a lot for videos in the early 80s as well, along with people like Michael Jackson and the Police. And, I think he's not thought of as someone who did that, but he really was one of the people who allowed the music video to help with music sales and music popularity. So, we give a shout out to David Bowie, and may they all rest in peace. Nevertheless, feel free to call in 718-305-6496, 718-305-6496. other things going on in the news. Of course, I mean, as I stated before, it's the open topic. It's kind of a night in which there's no real, you know, topic. We're just going to leave it, you know, open to anybody and everybody who wants to come in and, you know, make their voice heard and whatever you want to talk about. And feel free to call in. Yes, call in. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kelly. I'm calling from Maryland.
Hey, Kelly, how are you? What's on your mind?
Good, how are you this evening? Well, you were talking
right
about Blizzard fantasies.
Uh-oh.
So as a single woman, I wanted to call in and weigh in with one of mine.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Let me take a sip of water. Go ahead. I want to hear your fantasy. Go ahead.
Well, my Blizzard fantasy would be to have a partner here to shovel, to dig out my car, to take the dog out for a walk, you know, make
right
sure the trash is taken out so that I don't have to go out and deal with the snow.
Now, wait, you kind of threw me for a loop because I guess I was going to right field with this one because I was kind of thinking that it was going to be a little bit more heated. But you said, let me see, take the dog out. And what else?
Shovel the front.
Shovel. Okay.
dig my vehicle out.
Right.
And, you know, make sure the trash is taken out. Things that so I won't have to do it.
Now, wait a minute. Now, if a guy was to come over and do this for you and, you know, shovel,
mm-hmm,
take the dog for a walk, do all the things. Now, in return, now this guy's done all this work and put forth all this effort to make you happy. What is he, I mean, is there any, like, reward for this or?
Oh, of course. If, you know, if a man is willing to come and do that manual labor so that, you know, a single woman like myself wouldn't have to, oh, goodness, I would have it. You know, you come in, take your boots off, I have your food on the table, I put your stuff in the dryer, you know, so it won't be wet and soggy, you know. Then Netflix and chill for the rest of the night.
Oh, you said Netflix. I like that. Netflix. Now, in your perfect world, what are you in this next Netflix and chill moment? What are you and this man, what would you guys be sipping on?
Oh, well, see, I'm a fan of red wine. So I'm a wine girl, and I usually don't have a lot of men prefer the hard brown liquor. So that wouldn't be here. That's not a staple here. But he's welcome to bring it with him because, you know, if he's a friend of mine, he knows that, you know, there's usually wine in the house and maybe some coconut rum. So, I mean, he's welcome to bring his Tennessee or cognac or whatever for him. But, you know.
Now, you sound like a really, you know, nice-looking woman and, you know, very nice voice. If, you know, you got your man over there, whatever. What are you walking around the house in? Are you wearing sweatpants or jogging pants? I mean, jeans, what are you wearing?
You know what? If he was to take care of all of that so I wouldn't have to go outside and touch the snow and deal with the elements because I'm a summer baby, it's his choice.
Oh, shit. I see. So you seem like you'd be really down for your man, huh?
Oh, of course. And you know, that stigma that, you know, women, especially, you know, black women aren't down for their man, that kind of just gets under my skin because we, meaning us black women, you know, we are there for our men and for our family. And, you know, you see it in the media a lot. A man will go with a other woman of another race because he doesn't want to have to, a lot of times, deal with the whole attitude of a black woman. But, when it all comes out in the wash, a woman, a black woman, is going to be there for you. She's going to be, if she's treated right, she's going to be her man's ride or die.
Wow, you bring up an interesting point. And, you know, since you bring it up, I'd like to ask you this question. What do you take from, like, and of course you're saying you would be, you know, go that extra mile for your man. What do you feel about mixed relationships and how you said the man thinking that maybe, you know, the black woman wouldn't do certain things or be attentive to his needs? What do you think about, you know, a mixed relationship?
Oh, I'm fine with mixed relationships because you can't really, people love who they love.
That's right.
So, I mean, I've been in a mixed relationship before, and so I have nothing really bad to say about that.
Oh, okay. I respect that. Well, I appreciate you calling in and giving us your Blizzard fantasy.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Wow, and that was her name was Kelly calling in to give her Blizzard fantasy, and pretty interesting. She said she would definitely, you know, be down for a man, but he had to work for it, so he had to bring the snowblower, the shovel, dustpan and a mop, backhoe and everything else before taking Netflix and chill. So that was pretty interesting. Nah, that was a good call by Kelly, and I respect that. And you know, I guess that's what a lot of guys want on days like this. They and women too. I mean, if each side wants to feel appreciated, so you kind of totally respect where she's coming from with that. But yeah, had two great calls so far. You want to call in 718-305-6496, 718-305-6496. Again, if you have a Blizzard fantasy or what you're sipping on, please call in. You know, let us know. We talk about anything. There is no topic that we will not discuss. Also, we'll touch on, you know, sex and, of course, relationship goals that people have out here. I know I've heard recently that, you know, a lot of women are hesitant about getting a relationship because they think it's just, the man is just looking for sex, and, you know, and they don't want that. They just want something with substance, and they want a relationship. And kind of weird. I mean, not all guys are that way, but, you know, I guess I can respect where they're coming from. So if you feel differently or whatever you feel, call in 718-305-6496. This is not a sort of a structured show like I usually have. We're just calling in, just winging it and having fun with it. Again, if you missed the fight earlier tonight, Amir Mansour was unable to continue. He had a broken jaw. So he was unable to continue against Dominic Brazil. And so Brazil went by technical knockout. Sammy Vasquez and Aaron Martinez fought, and Aaron Martinez was unable to continue. Sammy Vasquez, who was looked really good anyway, and you have to give it to Sammy Vasquez. He suffers from post-traumatic stress syndrome. Of course, he was deployed in the Middle East twice, and he was a gunner. And I know the things that he's seen, and, you know, to fight through that and still, you know, able to train and work out and, you know, fulfill his dream to become a world champion of boxing. I mean, guy's strong, and they were going over some of the things that he does that he cannot get over right now, like as far as turning his back, you know, to a door or hearing loud noises and being affected by that, which is, you know, you kind of feel for him when you understand, you know, the things he's been through. So Shout out to Sammy Vasquez out there. I also want to give a couple shout outs to people, you know, friends that I've had on Twitter and new people I've met on Twitter and Instagram. My man Bimbo, him and his crew, the Vatos up in Yonkers, New York. Respect to them. Friend Claudia out in the Bay Area. I want to give a shout out to Claudia. Yeah, so it's real cool. I've been meeting a lot of good people and, you know, just having fun with, you know, the whole boxing entertainment thing. So pretty always interesting to meet new people. And recently had a couple of people email me, a gentleman from New Zealand, another gentleman from Ireland, and actually another gentleman from Australia, who were really impressed with my boxing blog, and they called me and just told me how much they appreciated, which really goes a long way because, as I stated before, you never know, you know, what people are going through, and when they hear or read your articles and really appreciate it, it really makes you feel good. So, yeah, I really appreciate them, you know, sending me a positive feedback, and yeah, if you interested in any of my blog posts, go to chillingwithcheese.com and yeah, let me know what you think. So yeah, so far been an interesting day. Of course, here in Baltimore, it's been snowing since yesterday, and up and down the East Coast, you know, we're really getting hit with some big time snow. Of course, from, you know, Maryland. And we had, in, of course, in D.C. and parts of North Carolina, Virginia, working his way up to Philly and New York City. So all up and down the East Coast, we've really been getting hit hard. Of course, out in Los Angeles, you know, a friend of mine saying it was a pretty nice day. It was in the 60s. So, man, you know, I wish we had that weather going on. But, hey. Living here, you enjoy the four seasons, so I ain't mad. I mean, living, taking each day as it comes, so can't be mad at that. But, yeah, again, feel free to call in with your topic or whatever you'd like to discuss, 718-305-6496, 718-305-6496. I would like to, and also, while I'm on here, I'd like to talk about a couple big events coming up, of course, next Saturday night in Montreal. You have Sergey Kovalev. Sorry for the momentary disconnection, but we're back. And, of course, yeah, I was talking about some of the main events coming up. Of course, next Saturday from Montreal, you have Sergey Kovalev in his rematch against John Pascal, which should be very interesting. Most people have Kovalev coming out on top in that fight, but we'll see. Of course, Pascal was, you know, a tough competitor. His last fight against Yanisky Gonzalez, it's a tough fight he came out on top of. I happened to be at that fight in Las Vegas, so should be a good fight. Of course, young kid out of Baltimore, Cassius Chaney, a heavyweight, is, I think, still scheduled to be on that card. So we look forward to that. And, yeah, of course, March 12th, and it was kind of finalized tonight on PBC on Fox, where you have Sean Porter going against Keith Thurman, which is a weird venue for this fight. Not weird, I guess weird in the fact it's such a big time fight, but it'll be in Uncastle, Connecticut, in Mohican Sun, and you would think for two guys who really don't have any kind of following up in Connecticut that they're making that fight there. I know it's a smaller venue, so maybe they wanted to have be more of a I guess a venue where it was more people, where it can be more like close together, you know, have a more intimate setting. So maybe that's the reason why. So, you know, we'll look forward to that. And, of course, April 9th, you have Manny Pacquiao big showdown with Timothy Bradley out in Las Vegas. And that should be a great fight. That'll be their third fight, trilogy, and Pacquiao's last fight before he retires. So we're looking to see what the future Hall of Famer from the Philippines will do. Of course, Desert Storm, Timothy Bradley, he looked great in his last fight against Brandon Rios out in Las Vegas at Thomas and Mack Center. And of course, he's with Teddy Atlas now, and they seem to have great camaraderie already. So we'll see how their second go-around goes as he takes on Manny. Of course, interesting tonight, Brian Kenny interviewed briefly Floyd Money Mayweather, who was at ringside for the Garcia Guerrero fight. He asked him, how's he feeling? And, you know, did he think about coming back? And he really did not give no for an answer, which is very interesting. I thought he would just flat out say, no, I'm not coming back. But he said he's enjoying his retirement, but he did not say he wasn't coming back, which leaves the door open. I mean, I can understand if he doesn't. I mean, he's made a lot of money, and he's a future Hall of Famer, of course, but I'm really interested to see what he's going to do in the next 6 to 8 months, whether he's going to get that desire to get in the ring again, because he's got a lot of people who, of course, number one, they want to get rid of that O, and then they want that payday as well. So see what Money May's got. And of course, I hear here in the May, Amir Khan, we're going back and forth at ringside. So of course, you know Amir, which I don't know what Amir's thinking. He's been inactive, so I don't know really what Amir can bring to the table as far as, you know, getting fans involved, because he really hasn't been staying active. So it's like, you know, you got a guy who's talking a lot of trash, but, you know, it's sort of like a what have you done for me lately kind of thing with Amir. So I don't know what's up with him, man. I really don't. I mean, he has a lot of all the talent in the world, but you got a couple guys like that, man, which I really don't understand, you know, what the long layoffs are about. So we'll see what's going on with that. But in the meantime, we'll, you know, wait out on it. And, of course, going back to that February 27th fight, will be at MSG at the Theater in Madison Square Garden. You have a young kid who I saw earlier. You have two guys who I'm really interested to see, Felix Verdejo and Mike Reed, who are also on that card. And, of course, as I stated before, Top Rank has pretty good young stable of fighters, along with my pound-for-pound favorite, Vasyl Lomachenko. And I think he's a fabulous fighter. But, it should be very interesting. I also want to take a time out to thank Calvin Ford for coming on our last show a few days ago. Of course, Calvin is the head trainer for Gervonta Davis, who was, rising star out of the TMT camp, Mayweather Promotions. But, of course, Calvin has been Gervonta's trainer since he was 8, 9, 10 years old. So that's not going to change. And, they have a great relationship. And, of course, Calvin is doing great things for Upton Boxing in Baltimore City. So you can give him another shout-out. And if you did not catch that interview, please go on to blogtalkradio.com/chillingwithcheese. And, you'll be able to see that video. That interview, along with other archive interviews from the past year. So, yeah, it's a great look, and he was a cool dude. I appreciate him coming through. But, yeah, again, if you'd like to call in, we don't have much time left in the show. Feel free to call in 718-305-6496, 718-305-6496. Again, you know, feel free to call in. Let me know what you're sipping on, what's your Blizzard fantasy, what you feel about current events, relationships, and anything else. it's a wide open show. So, yeah, just let me know what you guys want to talk about and call on there. But I'm getting a text message now, and a friend of mine says, well, she had a Blizzard fantasy, but he never arrived, and I don't know whether he's stuck or whatever, but if you're out in these streets trying to make it through, please be careful out there. I don't, you know, nothing to play with. You don't have to go out. Please don't go out. You know, I think it's a lot of people to get the roads clear or whatever, but if you don't need to go out, yeah, just stay in the house, relax, and, you know, enjoy yourself. Yep. But if you'd like to call in, 718-305-6498, 718-305-6496. I also wanted to talk about another issue we were talking about as far as our last episode with the racism issue. And had a couple of friends of mine on who had some great and interesting comments that they made about racism in America and how it has regressed. And it's unfortunate because always said we have to, we're really all we got, and that means all races. So I guess it's pretty unfortunate that we seem to be caught in this thing where it's, I guess, a race to see who's doing each other the worst and who wants to outdo each other. And I really think it's needs to stop. And so hopefully people can get a grip on reality and just say, hey, you know, it is what it is, but whatever you can do to change it in your little world, you obviously can make a difference. So if you'd like to call in and chime about that, feel free as well. We got a few minutes left in the show. Been pretty interesting week in the sports world. Of course, in football tomorrow, you have Carolina and Arizona, and Denver and New England in the AFC Championship and NFC Championship games, respectively. Of course, in the NFC, my top two candidates for MVP, Carson Palmer and Cam Newton, I'm sorry. Sorry about that, Cam, but yeah, those two guys obviously are the front runners for MVP. I'd probably give that's to Cam because of a better record, but that should be a great game. Of course, it'll be in Carolina. From all accounts, the game will go on, and you know, the weather will not have any kind of bearing on the start or any kind of delay or whatever for the game. So that's a good thing down there in Charlotte, North Carolina. And, of course, Denver and New England, that'll be a great game. Of course, you got the two great ones matching up again, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. And been a lot of interesting trash talk going on between that. You have a few Bronco players are saying that Tom Brady has always been a whiner. And you know what? I'm one of those people that believes that he kind of has the NBA thing where if he gets a foul or feels like he's being fouled, he looks right at the ref. And, you know, if he gets away with the call, he gets away with the call. I mean, he's a great quarterback. Don't get me wrong. You know, getting roughing the passer calls or whatever, that's going to happen because, you know, you're trying to protect the quarterback. But, yeah, he had a few Bronco players calling him out, calling him a crybaby and a whiner. And, you know, you with Tom Brady, you kind of watch what you ask for with him because I've seen a lot of times we just came out and just punished people and just keep throwing. And, you know, so, but on the other hand, Denver is a great secondary. So that'll be a battle, you know, kind of a chess match. So I'm looking forward to that as well. Of course, you got on your NFC Championship, Cam Newton, who, you know, is a dual threat quarterback, can run. He has a gun for an arm. Of course, in Arizona, Carson Palmer, who didn't play his best game. He made a few mental errors against Green Bay that he did not make all year, but hopefully he'll right the ship. Of course, I picked Arizona and Denver going to the Super Bowl, so my picks are still alive, so we'll see what happens with that. Of course, also this past week, you had Cleveland going against Golden State. And Golden State, it was kind of unexpected because I didn't think they were going to whoop Cleveland's ass like they did. But they did. Not only did they do that, they went to Chicago and did the same thing to the Bulls. And so they're back on the roll again. And of course, for them to be winning so much and, you know, tearing up the league, but they still have the Spurs right on their tail, which really goes to show you how good Popovich and the Spurs are, because they're quietly moving along and they're only a couple games behind them. So it's shaping up to be a really interesting Western Conference. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. But yeah, it should be interesting to find out going to the All-Star break in a couple weeks. Of course, the leading vote getter is Kobe Bryant, his final year with the Los Angeles Lakers. 18th and final year. Oh, I'm sorry. 20th and final year. 18th as an All-Star. And the guy's been great. He's been fantastic for the league. And which was really interesting, he is still number 3 in jersey sales in the NBA. Which is quite remarkable for a player who's in his last year. And obviously not the player that he once was. So, it's pretty interesting. Yeah, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Call back. We had a caller calling in, so hopefully we can get him back in. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, caller. I don't know. They ain't calling. They ain't answering, so we're going to keep it moving. Maybe they might call in again. We had 2 callers we just dropped, so if those callers would like to call back, please feel free to call in 718-305-6496. 718-305-6496. And, you know, if anyone wants to call in, we still got a few more minutes left in the show. Kind of a unscheduled show tonight, so probably won't get as many listeners as I usually have, but still fun to have, nevertheless, on a snowy night on the East Coast. Kind of, you know, just relaxing at home. I know some of you are probably watching, you know, the movie or, you know, laying up with your significant other or relaxing with the kids or something, you know, so it's all good. So, anyway, again, the number to call in, 718-305-6496, 718-305-6496. Of course, you call again. Tell me what you're sipping on, what's your Blizzard fantasy, what you do on a night like this on the West Coast, what you guys getting into out there in the Bay Area, and, you know, just let me know what's going on. But, yeah, I don't touched on a couple, of course, in politics. You know, I know a lot of you out there who have your passionate about who you're voting for, who you're not voting for, who you care to vote for, who you don't care to vote for. Of course, the man really making the news, of course, is Donald Trump. And, you know, it seems like the more and more news or more and more dramatic Donald Trump gets, it seems like his lead gets bigger. So I really think he's here to stay. And for better or for worse, he's really the polarizing figure, world figure right now. And, you know, when you say Donald Trump, you either at one end or the other, it seems like. So it's interesting to talk about him. Of course, someone sneaking up in the polls lately has been Bernie Sanders. And from all accounts, he seemed to put on a good performance at the debates a few nights ago. And, of course, he and Hillary Clinton seem to be the front runners for the Democratic Party. And you never know what's going to happen with that. Of course, Hillary has a lot of experience in politics, being Secretary of State, and, of course, being the wife of Bill Clinton, who, of course, was president for 8 years. So she's been in and around politics, even as a lawyer and everything else, for, you know, decades. And seems pretty polished as far as the political scene is concerned. So should be interesting. I saw Chris Christie back in New Jersey, you know, trying to lead the efforts as far as navigating through getting his state through the blizzard of that's going on right now. So I know up there, and should give a shout out to my friends up in New Jersey. Hope they're doing well, doing good, and everybody's safe and up there. So hopefully everything will turn out good for them as well. Of course, in Chicago, it's been a really volatile situation going on there. And, of course, Mayor Rahm Emanuel, of course, has been under fire because of, you know, certain things going on in Chicago, whether it's police shootings or the escalation and gang violence going on in Chicago, which is a city where I lived, and it's a wonderful city, a lot of wonderful people, but, of course, the gang violence there is out of control, and hopefully they can get that under wraps, because you got a lot of mothers and who are out there who are suffering, you know, because of the gang violence going on. So hopefully, you know, some of these, you know, community leaders, gang leaders can get together and see if they can stop that, because it's a beautiful place to live. And you hate to see, you know, innocent kids, you know, growing up in that environment, not able to, you know, go outside and play, because, I mean, we're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of murders every year in the city of Chicago. And I know it happens all over the country. Los Angeles and Houston and, you know, Philly, you know, Detroit. I mean, these places, the beautiful cities, but, you know, the gang violence and violence in general is just out of control. And, you know, I'm one of those people who believe that everybody's life matters. And, you know, you have the police violence, of course, against, you know, unarmed citizens. But I really get a chap in my ass when I see, you know, innocent people getting shot. And, you know, you got this black-on-black crime, you know, it's ridiculous. And we have to do something about that, because people say, oh, well, this politician. And I want you to understand something. I'm going to be very clear when I say this, because I really mean this, and I want you to try to understand where I'm coming from. A lot of people say that, okay, well, this politician, or he's an Uncle Tom, this black guy, he's an Uncle Tom, and this and that, when, you know, when they're saying something, you know, that doesn't, when, you know, the black folks don't feel that it's benefiting them. But I'm going to tell you what's an Uncle Tom. This is my version of an Uncle Tom. when you got guys out there, when you got us killing each other, when we got us killing each other for no apparent reason, because we want to prove whose balls are bigger, but you want to go out there and you want to kill each other, you want to, and I say mothers because mothers are usually the ones who are suffering the most. You're going out there killing each other. The Uncle Tom's, these dudes are picking up these guns, killing each other on these streets because you're making us look like monkeys that a lot of people think we are. Understand where I'm coming from when I say this. You are making us look like monkeys because that's what they think we are. That's an Uncle Tom to me. So you can take it how you want it. I got a tough skin. I can take it. But when you're hurting each other for no reason, not allowing these kids to go out here and play the playgrounds because you want, you know, you want to be destructive and do what you do. There's no code in the game no more. That's what I call an Uncle Tom. So I don't know which is worse, crooked cop or crooked dude on the street. I don't know which one is worse. So you can take it how you want it. Feel free to call in about it. Email me, text me about it. I got tough skin. And so that's another issue in itself. So you feel free to call in and comment on that. 718-305-6496. There's been too many times where I'm, you know, writing these blog posts and having these positive guests come on here, and they got to talk about how, you know, we lost this guy to the game or this girl, you know, to the game, and this guy passed away and because of this violence shit. And somewhere along the line, I don't know when it's going to stop, but it's got to stop. I mean, anytime you can't have kids go outside, and you got, I mean, come on. If that ain't an Uncle Tom, I don't know what is. When you cannot allow your own people to go out and play and have fun, especially the kids, old people walking to the store without fear of getting their purse taken or their wallet snatched, you the Uncle Tom. Because you're acting like fools just like they think we are. So, I mean, you can take it how you want it. But I'm here if you want to give it back. But anyway, 718-305-6496. 718-305-6496. But, yeah, we're going to pretty much wrap the show up in the next minute or so. I appreciate everybody listening, calling. I know we dropped a few calls because of the connection tonight. But yeah, we'll have another show next week, and you know, we'll see what's popping, you know, from then on. But in the meantime, you know, we'll leave you with this song because I know a lot of you have made this phone call before the blizzard came because you knew what you wanted before the blizzard came. So we're going to leave you with a little Hotline Bling. So until my next show, it's Chilling with Cheese, and I'm out.
Of course, I've played with feet before.
Oh, you know you're the biggest.
Yeah, I love feet.
You know I like you, you know?
The toes, I'm not going to get you. No, no me digan las cosas así. Love to do that for you.
Yeah, I really have to about you, like.
You used to call me on mine. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor, hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong, going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your past.